We're taking a vote on the motion to table, is that it?
Yes, to the next CMB telephone.
Okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? AC Bird?
Yes. Is this to table the motion?
To table, yes.
Okay.
Jim, I couldn't hear you. Lucette King?
Yes.
David Beaton? David Beaton?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Cherry Gendelman, Bonnie Simmons?
Pass.
Andrea Turner? Oh, she's still not here. Okay, Joe Gonzalez?
She's out of country.
Yeah, that's
country. Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Given that we're 8 weeks away from starting the election cycle, no.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Nishrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
This is Jim Brown. I was muted. I didn't know I was muted. I vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
I'll vote no.
Four against and two abstain.
Okay, Grace,
okay.
There's two more items on our report.
Okay, how are we doing on time for this agenda?
Well, we're out of time completely.
Okay, do you mean we're out of time for the entire meeting or just for this agenda item? Okay, would anyone like to make a motion to extend time for the Elections Committee report?
Wendy, 5 minutes is quick.
Okay, is there any objection to extending time for the Elections Committee for 5 minutes? Hearing none, Wendy, why don't you continue?
Thank you. So this is the report from the Secretary Yosh. The Elections Committee sent an RFP for election management services to 11 prospective vendors and obtained 5 responses. 2 of the bidders were eliminated after several discussions, and the 3 remaining bidders were interviewed in depth. The committee recommends a particular person to be appointed as NES, and the motion passed by the committee said that if the acting executive director considers additional candidates for national election supervisor, that the election committee requests that no final decision be made before consultation with the committee on an urgent basis. This passed 8-1. I was the one, no, but that's what we're telling the Pacifica board that the Elections Committee would like to do. I don't know if you guys need to vote on it. It's like they're just requesting it. So I think it's really pretty much of a just the Election Committee requests that the ED work with the Elections Committee if they decide to look at any other people.
Okay, I accept that.
Okay, great.
If that's acceptable, we'll just move on. Did you have another item?
One more point. So the ongoing and near future work for the committee, they plan to update and revise the 2004 version of the elections manual. We're asking for suggestions from all PMB members and others. And per the request of the acting ED, the election committee plans to craft a consistent network-wide policy for recruiting candidates, rotating English and Spanish cards, and documenting such rotation, as well as enforcement mechanisms for compliance by GMs and PDs. this might be included in the updated elections manual. So that's our report.
Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
All right. The next...
Is this in writing?
That completes the election committee report. So the next committee is the programming committee. Who is going to report for the programming committee?
Oh, hi. This is Kathy. I can report from the programming committee.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. We had our meeting on March 30th, and Rob Robinson, David Beaton, myself, Lizette King, George Ryder, Bonnie Simmons, Lisa Davis, and Leslie Radford were present. Some members came in late or stayed very briefly because there were other meetings that night. I served as the acting chair. And our next meeting is May 4th, 8 p.m. During the meeting, Rob Robinson made a presentation, and he spoke of historically of the problems that existed. And he complained, was very concerned that there's no structure, plans, goals, or policies for programming, and no direction on how to measure or evaluate programming. And he felt very adamant that programs are our products, and we need to fulfill our mission through our programs. And he also reviewed the programming policy adopted in 2006. So we talked about what to do about moving forward, since the general feeling was that nothing was being done in implementing the policy. A motion was brought by David Beaton, and that motion for us to bring to the committee, it did pass the committee, to encourage GMs to focus on programming improvement as per the resolution of November 14th, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution. I want to say that several members of the committee felt that this motion didn't go far enough, so it did pass for us to bring to the full PNB, so there might be some discussion on it to see how people feel about that. And I also wanted to thank David very much for being the note taker that day and providing notes. And that's my report, except that we could vote on the motion.
Okay, Kathy, can you just read the motion, and then we'll go to a vote on it.
Encourage GMs to focus on programming improvements as per resolution of November 14th, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
Thank you, Kathy.
Madam Chair, Bonnie to Stack.
Okay. Somebody said that they
wanted to... I said Stack.
Okay, Lizette. Lizette, you're first.
Chair, I would support this motion, but I think for far too long we're doing our business piecemeal. I have not seen from any of the executive directors, nor in fact any of the GMs, a comprehensive strategy as to how we were going to run our stations. Programming is just one aspect of it. And I heard the person who moved this motion talks about encourage. We shouldn't be encouraging somebody to do their job. We just instruct them to do their job. After all, the position we're in right now, we can't be seen to be soft-soaking anybody to do anything, especially if it comes to programming, which is the central plank of our business. So although I would support this motion, I'm yet to see us get together to document a comprehensive document, a strategy of all aspects of the network and the stations. Thanks.
Thank you, Lizette. Would you like to amend this motion to have it be worded more strongly?
I would just say to instruct the GMs to focus on improvement and leave it as they might accomplish. I think we should go beyond that. and let me give it some thought.
Okay. All right. Is the next person on the stack? I missed who the next person on the stack was.
Bonnie, Madam Chair.
Bonnie. Okay, go ahead, Bonnie.
Kathy, I'm just picking up your word encourage when you read it because it's not actually on the agenda that way. But I would point out and ask to amend this because I don't believe the GM's report directly to the board, that it should read that the PNB asked AIED to encourage the GMs to focus on programming improvement as per resolution of November 14, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
As a point of information, Bonnie, to save time, I actually directed the general managers to improve programming in a strongly worded email that I sent to them and that I sent to the entire board. I can try to email it to you. So
Are you suggesting that this is then moot?
Your amendment is absolutely moot, in my opinion.
No, Madam Chair, that wasn't the point of my amendment.
Okay. Can you please?
The point of my amendment is that it would be highly unusual for the board to be directly to be directing the GMs themselves. It is generally, it runs through the to the GM.
Madam Chair, excuse me, but we're out of time on this.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. As we're out of time, is there any, would anyone like to extend time, or shall we go to a vote on this motion?
This is point of personal privilege. This
yes.
is Catherine, if I may.
Yes.
Fortunately, as Bonnie was reading her amendment, my phone cut out, and I didn't hear the amendment. Would it be possible to reread that?
Certainly. Bonnie, can you state your amendment again?
That the PNB asked the IED to encourage, and I'm using that because when you read it, Kathy, you put the word encourage in there. GM.
Uh-huh.
Focus on programming improvement as per resolution of November 14th, 2008. And ask
okay.
they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
Okay. Is there a second to Bonnie's amendment?
Yeah, second. Susan.
Okay.
Or Leslie.
Susan. All right. Is there any objection to Bonnie's amendment?
I object.
Okay. Why don't we take a roll call vote then? Is there any other objection before we go on?
Could we have Bonnie's amendment read?
Is to change the beginning of the wording to say at the PNB asks the IED to encourage GMs to focus on, and it continues as it is stated.
Okay. The only change is the addition of the words PNB asks the IED. Okay. Is there any objection further?
Point of information, this is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but I would be also willing to accept as a friendly amendment to change encourage to instruct.
Okay, that would be a second amendment. Is there a...
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that second, to Kathy's
Grace,
amendment?
A point of order. A point of order, Grace.
Yes.
This is Nia. This is completely out of order. Time wasn't extended. When I do, you guys get all over my case. This is totally out of order.
Your point of
time
order
is up.
Your point of order is well taken. The only amendment that's allowed, therefore, is Bonnie's amendment. As she stated it before, we ran out of time. Let's go to a vote on Bonnie's amendment without further discussion. Is there any objection to Bonnie's amendment? To add the wording that the PNB asked the IED to, et cetera, et cetera. Hearing no objection.
Encourages.
Yes. Hearing no objection, Bonnie's
I object.
Sorry, Luzette. Hearing no further objection besides Luzette's. Is there any further objection besides Luzette's objection?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to a roll call vote then on Bonnie's amendment.
Okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Ed Turner, Joe Gonzalez?
Pass.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Pass.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Sorrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Diabetti Iacco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Jamie Ross, I can't hear you. Jim Brown?
No. Jamie says no.
Okay. Jim Brown? Jim? Can't hear you. AC Bird?
Yes.
Lizette
Jim Brown,
King?
Yes.
Okay. Lizette King?
No.
David Beaton?
I know that. That's a specimen of the San Francisco architecture.
David?
That is height.
There's a conversation.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Abstain.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Okay, did I get everybody?
Yes.
10-4, 10-4-3.
Okay, the amendment passes. Is there any objection to the amended motion? Is there an objection to the amended motion?
Can we have it read as amended, please?
Yeah, Richard, can you read it as amended?
I can read it. The PMB asked the IED to encourage the GMs to focus on programming improvements as per a resolution on November 14, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
I object.
Okay, Lizette. Is there any, in the interest of time, okay, thank you, Lizette.
What did you girl say?
In the interest of time, are there any further objections?
As a point of information, could someone summarize the motion that the previous motion to which reference is made?
Actually, Ethia, we're absolutely out of time on this agenda item. And if you wish, you may move to extend time.
I move to table it.
Second.
Okay.
Time is up.
All right. Is there any... actually, we can't even... make a motion to table this.
Point of order.
We need to go to a...
George, can we
move to table this?
Yeah, even in the middle of a vote, you can move to table. It's amazing, but it's true.
Okay. Thank you very much. There's a motion to table that's been seconded. Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Let's go to a roll call vote on tabling this motion.
Who made the motion to table?
Lizette King.
Okay, this is on that motion. Sherry Gindelman, Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joe Gonzalez?
Pass.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Get to the Golden Gate Bridge is going to be nice this time of day.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rolline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrill?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Was that a no?
That was a no.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Casey Bird?
No. No.
Lizette King?
Yes.
David Peaton?
No.
Sophia Wingaza?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
No.
It's 4-2.
Did you get Leslie Radford's vote? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, let's see.
I voted
no. She voted no. Voted no.
Oh, yeah.
4-12-1.
Richard, can you check Sandra Rolline? I don't believe she voted.
Sandra Rolline.
Okay. She must have dropped
off. We're not hearing her, I don't think. Sandra, we can't hear you.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
4-12-1.
Okay.
Did you hear Jim Brown's?
Yes.
I did.
Okay.
No.
All right. Now we're going to go to the vote on the amended motion. Richard, please take a roll call vote on the amended motion.
We already voted on it.
No, we didn't.
No, we
did
not.
We didn't? Okay.
Voted on the amendment. Okay, Sean O'Brien.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. What? Remind me what we're voting on here.
This is a programming motion to have the ED recommend.
Pass.
Encourage. Pass. Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
The Breach.
Sandra Rolline. Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yep.
Nia Bediako.
You said ED, not IED, right?
IED.
IED.
IED? No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Casey Bird.
Yes.
Lizette King.
No.
David B.
Yes.
Sophia Wingaza.
No.
Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner, Joe Wenzala.
Yes.
Pass.
Yes.
You're the last one.
I said yes.
Oh, yes? Okay. Sean O'Brien.
Abstain.
How beautiful. Hi.
Sandra Rolline. Okay.
Acknowledge the beauty.
11-5-1.
Okay, thank you. The next committee report is Affiliates Task Force. Is there a report from the Affiliates Task Force?
Not beyond our previous report at the first half of the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tia. The next committee report is Finance. Jamie, you want to give a report?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I sent out a written report to the board, which I resent before tonight's meeting. Let's see, we met March 24th.
Can you talk louder, Jamie?
Sure, hold on one second.
How about this? Does this sound
That's
better?
Way better.
Okay, the hands-free headset doesn't work that well. We met March 24th. We attempted to review the revised spending plans called for by the motion that was passed by our committee on March 4th and by the PNB on March 20th, where we requested all financial units present revised spending plans for the remainder of the year, along with cash flow forecasts that assume that current fundraising trends persist. As of March 24th, we had only received a revised plan from KPFT, and even to this day, to the best of my knowledge, no other units have submitted a revised plan, at least not that I'm aware of. So the compliance with that motion is low. Okay, we also voted to form a working group to develop an emergency cash management plan, including possible bridge loan, and if the working group worked with national office to come back with a recommendation, and we asked interim CFO to assess our credit and debt financing options. And this working group did indeed form and have a meeting on March 31st. Susan Young has the notes for that. Also, the lending policy that was referred to NFC by the PNB on February 1st was also referred to this working group, though the working group hasn't dealt with it yet, I don't believe. Also, in our meeting, we reviewed the February financial documents that we received. We received a consolidated profit and loss statement from the ICFO, also called income statement. That showed, as of February 28, 2009, 5 months into the fiscal year, that Pacifica had a net surplus for the year of $217,000. The budget called for a net surplus of that point at that point of $771,000. So we are $554,000 behind the budget. And we still need to get documents that compare actual performance to budget broken out by unit through February. Let's see, and a quick touch on WBAI for your monthly and quarterly review. In that document, the profit and loss for the first 5 months year to date, it showed BAI is clearly not meeting its budgetary expectations for the year. The bottom line on that document showed BAI with a deficit of $341,000. The budget version 8.2 showed that the expectation for that point in time was for BAI to have a surplus of $133,000. Thus, there's a nominal shortfall to the budget of $475,000 through February at WBAI. Now, for a more careful review of BAI's performance, we can remove some items that contribute to that shortfall, which aren't really operating shortfall types of items. For example, payments of 2008 raises that got booked in 2009 at $32,000. There's an artifact regarding booking of CPB income. There was a clear underreporting of listener support income in February. And if you make those corrections, which are kind of somewhat back of the envelope but need to be made for a true understanding of where BAI stands, we come out with an actual deficit at BAI for the first 5 months of about $155,000, and thus the shortfall with regard to the budget of $295,000. That's for BAI year-to-date for the first 5 months. These are still large and worrisome numbers. You all remember that the budgets were made last fall so that the stations, especially BAI, wouldn't run any more deficits. Clearly, BAI is running a deficit. And also, there's an expectation of overages in office rent for the rest of the year of $93,000 at BAI, since it does not appear that the anticipated sublet will happen. So, let's see. Then here on the agenda, it refers to the two motions regarding the working group. I don't know that the PNB has to do anything with these motions. And then there's one motion here, Motion C. Grace, did this motion come from the NFC, whereas BAI is in arrears for payment of tower and office rent?
Floating houses. It's always amazing.
I can't remember.
Madam Chair,
Yes. Jamie, this is this was the motion that came out of the subgroup.
Oh, okay.
And I circulated it to those who were on the call.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay. Who made the point of order?
It's Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie.
If this motion did not come from the National Finance Committee, I'm not sure that it can just be placed on the agenda as from the National Finance Committee.
Okay. I think that's absolutely right.
Carolyn on the start, please.
Okay, if there's no objection, we'll place that motion, and we'll have to place it in new business.
May I just make a comment?
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead, Susan.
In relationship to that, there is an ambiguity that I believe the National Finance talked about last year, or the PNB did last year, and did not end up addressing as to what authority the CFO or ICFO has to transfer funds. BAI will not be able to make its rent payments and its payroll on the basis of its own revenue. It will have to draw on revenues from elsewhere, revenues or balances from elsewhere in the system. Unless we just wish to let the ICFO and IED go ahead and proceed and do what they see fit, PNB needs to understand this and needs to take action.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I don't believe that we were discussing the pros and cons of the motion. I believe we were discussing the propriety of it being placed on the agenda without having come through the National Finance Committee as a National Finance Committee motion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I have a point of order myself. Jamie, there are two motions on the agenda prior to this motion brought forward by Susan out of a working group from the Finance Committee.
Yes.
Do we wish,
those motions, I don't, my understanding is the PNB doesn't really need to act on them. I mean, you don't have to approve of us a working group.
All right. So then it's fine to go on to number C.
Carolyn, please.
Okay.
There are a couple of other points I could make in the report once you figure out what to do with motion C.
Okay, very good.
I have a point of order, Grace.
Carolyn has a point of order first.
Thank you. My understanding is that a subgroup can always bring a motion to the PNB that it is not out of order. After the committee report is given, a subgroup can present its report. I don't know if the chair needs to do that. But my understanding was, and I think we've done this before, that this can be done. Perhaps George can correct me on this.
I don't know. It sounds like a standing rule of the BNB, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. There was another person who wanted
Wendy.
A point of order. Wendy, what is the point of order?
It has long been the practice of this board. I mean, you understand that these agendas that we do on these phone meetings are pretty general topics. And so, and at KPFT, we do this too, where if there's a, when we do the Pacifica National Board report, any motion that anybody has on a Pacifica National Board kind of thing can come up at that time. And here we are talking about finance. It seems to me that it is well in order for anyone to make a motion about finance at this time, especially a working group of the Finance Committee.
Okay. As chair, I will state that I will allow this to remain on the agenda where it is, as it does properly come under finance. So my ruling is that we take it up at this time. Susan, would you like to motivate this
motion? Well, before we get to that, Grace, could I make two other quick points?
Sure.
Sort of report related, not motion related.
Go ahead.
Okay, the other thing is we received communications from the ICFO from both of BAI's landlords regarding the that documented the how far behind WBII was on its rent. Let's see, as of April 1st, for the offices, BAI was $128,000 behind, or basically 4 months. at the tower, the antenna, we were, I don't know, what, $75,000 behind, which was 2 months. The other point is there was a, well, actually, no, that's the only thing I'm going to bring up now. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, we're on to this.
Susan, can you?
Adam Keir.
Yes.
Jim Brown. I don't know if it's appropriate to do it at this time, but during our last discussion of finances, there was an impression that WPFW was in serious financial trouble, and we promised you that we would look into it, and we did. Would you like to hear that now? Hear our reply to that now, or can we do it another time?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we're out of time on this issue.
Okay.
Move to 10 minutes. 10 minutes is up. Yes.
Okay,
move to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Second.
Is there any objection to extending this agenda item by 10 minutes? Hearing none, it is extended. Jim, we'll take up your concern after we're finished with this working group motion.
Thank you.
Susan, can you please motivate this motion?
Yes, absolutely. The purpose of the subcommittee was to try to get a better understanding on what our cash situation is. Jamie has given you the best of our information about WBAI being in arrears for rent of the tower and for the office space. I am deeply concerned that we not put the foundation in jeopardy for the foundation's whole financial situation in jeopardy for non-payment, and that we authorize providing payment from other resources in order to assure that we don't, for instance, jeopardize our solvency. So the statement is, whereas WBAI is in arrears for payments for the tower and office rent, and whereas the current WBAI cash balance is not sufficient to bring these payments current, whereas amounts and timing of receipts from WBAI fund drive is uncertain and will be needed for payroll, whereas late payment for WBAI tower and office may constitute an immediate threat to the financial position of the foundation, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board hereby authorizes the interim CFO to transfer cash from other system accounts to bring these payments current when the need is urgent.
Okay.
And Bonnie.
Okay. George.
George. Next is Jim.
The cash has to be transferred, and I have no objection to that. But the practice has been that the CFO simply did it when it was necessary. If you want to pass this, it would seem to me to be changing that practice, and I don't think that's such a great idea. It requires board approval for transfers to, as you said, prevent insolvency. Through one network, the money is for the Pacifica Foundation, and the CFO, it seems to me, has the authority to transfer it around. In any case, that's been the policy. That's been what's happened when these kind of shortfalls occurred. We'll figure out what to do with it later.
George, possibly you would like to have the interim chief financial officer, if he or she finds it necessary to transfer cash, to immediately inform the national board of such transfer?
I like that. That's a good amendment.
Okay, would you like to make it, George?
Yes, I will. yes, that that the CFO has the authority to make emergency cash transfers from other balances and will notify the Pacifica National Board promptly when doing so.
Okay. Does that have a second?
A second.
All right.
Please send it to me.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Or so let's make it a substitute motion.
Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment to that.
All right. Go ahead, Ethea.
And my amendment would be in that such transfers would be made.
Okay.
that the ICFR and IED making such decisions and transfers would make it in such a way as to not only address the immediate shortfall, but in anticipation of future shortfalls, so to protect the foundation against future shortfalls.
Okay. Richard, do you have that amendment?
There's no way in the world I have that. Was that a FIA?
Yes.
FIA, you need to send that to us.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
This is Rico. Is that pretty much pertaining to the same thing that George was talking about before, that precedent is already set?
Yes.
And
so I'm questioning the need for it, I guess.
Okay. You see, as your amendment has not been seconded, actually the ICFO already has the authority to take those actions.
Could we ask for a second and allow me to
motivate? Certainly. Let's get a clear wording first, however.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, Lisette.
I have a concern. I know we're doing this thing against time and we have specific time allotted to each item, but we seem to be talking here about transferring funds to pay debts and we have no conditions attached to it.
Exactly.
Does this mean that we're going to be paying the rent anytime they're not paid without making sure that there's something in place to not going to rent arrears every time like this? I haven't heard any conditions attached.
Madam Chair.
Okay. You know, we need to first work the wording out of this amendment. That's the first thing.
Madam Chair,
it's Bonnie. Do you have me on staff?
There's not a stack right now. We're trying to work out the wording. See if Afia's amendment is seconded, and then we'll have discussion on the amendment. We can't speak about something if there's nothing on the floor. On the floor.
Are we past time?
Carolyn, how are we doing time-wise?
Well, we have 2 minutes on this item.
Okay.
3 minutes, actually.
Afia, is it going to take much longer?
I'm almost done.
Okay.
This is Jamie. Could I request that Jim send, if we don't get to it, to talk about it, can you send your update on WPFW to the PNB?
Sure, I can.
That would be fantastic. We did hear that some money got reclassified, which would have eased the situation.
This is Nia Grace. While we're waiting for Afia, can I ask a question? I'd like to ask Jamie a question while we're waiting for Afia.
Okay. First, Ify, are you just about done?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. You want to read us the amendment?
That the ICFO and IED make said transfers to cover current short transfers to cover WBAI's current shortfalls. And to do so only so as to, and in a manner which avoids future repetition.
Okay. Is there a second for Afia's amendment?
I second that. Although it's not clear, but I think I get the gist of it. I second it.
Okay.
This is Jamie. I'd like to be on the stack to speak to this.
I'd like to be on the stack.
In order for anybody to be on the stack, we need to have a motion to extend time.
move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Okay. You know, maybe I'm getting something wrong, but Carolyn, as a point of order here, when was this entire meeting supposed to be ending? Or Richard, can you tell me when the meeting is supposed to end as a whole? Richard?
Sorry, 10 p.m. was our adjourned time.
So it is now 10:24? Is that correct?
10:20. I have 10:20.
Okay.
21, which is at time for this item, and 21 minutes past our adjourned time.
All right.
I move to adjourn this meeting. I don't think this mattered, this particular motion, that we can reach agreement about it. I think it, you have the tools you need to address this, and I think we need to get to the next, to the executive session. So I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting and moving on to the closed session? Hearing none, this will agenda items on the next open session meeting agenda. The next open session was noticed for next Friday night,
what?
If you will all recall.
What?
The 17th? Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
No, I think it's the 24th.
No, it's the 17th.
No, I don't think so, Madam Chair. I believe 24th is our live meeting.
Yes.
I didn't know that would have meant that we had two Fridays in a row.
That's correct. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I understand, Bonnie, but that is the already scheduled meeting. So this meeting, if there's no objection, this meeting is adjourned. The next teleconference is next Friday night, April 17th. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting?
Point of clarification.
It's been decided.
Point of clarification.
Yes, Sean.
Are we going into executive session next?
Yes, let's take a five-minute break and then move into executive session.
Okay. Point of clarification, Grace. This is Leslie.
Yes, Leslie.
Given that we do not, that we have 7 days until our next meeting, all agenda items have to be posted tonight for the next agenda. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, we still never got to the WPFW director's election, and it's getting pretty late. So could we put that at the top of the agenda next time?
Second.
Okay.
I object.
It's an unfinished business.
Okay. Let's see.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. That item of business, are we talking about WPFW?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to fight that. That's going to be ruled out of order.
Okay, wait. We're right now in a motion to adjourn.
Point of order.
Yes,
we already did it, Grace. You said you called for any objection. There was none. We're adjourned, really.
Okay, we're adjourned. We'll take that up and go over the agenda in the beginning of the next meeting. Okay.